The Easter Vigil, the celebration last night, that begins with the blessing of the Easter fire outside, and then of course our new Paschal candle is processed into the darkened church, and everybody lights their taper from this candle. The Easter Vigil is really a celebration, not just of the resurrection of Jesus, but it is a celebration of light conquering darkness. And so when we put our light, our tapers together from the Easter candle, we become the very thing that is symbolized. We become the light of Christ. We reinforce that a little later, as we will this morning, by renewing our baptismal promises. Those promises that we either made as an adult or a younger person, or our parents and godparents made for us. And that ties together who we are and what we do. What is our mission? On Easter Sunday, this morning, the emphasis is different. The emphasis is not so much on the light conquering the darkness. The symbolism changes because we are surrounded by light. Beautiful light, beautiful weather in Canberra at this time. The emphasis this time is really on who we are and what we do. In the early language of the church, the word for witness, which is mentioned four times in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it's the address that Peter, the leader of the apostles, that Peter gives to Cornelius and his household. And he unpacks, if you like, the Easter events and explains them, teaches Cornelius about the events that had just happened that we celebrate at Easter. And four times, as I said, he mentions the word witness. And in the early church, the word for witness was exactly the same word that is used for martyr. Exactly the same. And indeed, the early witnesses to Jesus and the resurrection became the first martyrs of the church. They put their life on the line, and it cost them, many of them, their life. And eventually, their faith conquered the death that was being enforced upon them, particularly by the Romans, in time. But in that time leading up until there was some stability, the church foundation was really the blood of the martyrs, the blood of the witnesses. Not many people witnessed or saw Jesus after his resurrection. Not many at all. In fact, if I looked at the statistics, as I was telling people last night, allegedly more people have seen Elvis since he died than witnesses were there who actually saw Jesus. If you have seen Elvis, I'd like to speak to you after Mass. So there were not that many, yet those who have witnessed Elvis disappeared into the ether. But those who witnessed Jesus, it is because of their witness and sometimes their martyrdom that we are actually here today. We are people who have not seen, yet we believe. We are people that have followed as best we can, sometimes very flawed, but as best we can, the witness of the first people who saw Jesus after his resurrection. And even today in John's Gospel, you'll see there that they did not see him, yet they believed. They came across the empty tomb. They did not see him. The stone was rolled away. The cloth over his face was rolled up in another place, John tells us, and they believed. We're told it wasn't until that time that they believed. Their great grief was transformed at that time into great joy and hope, because they went away without seeing him at that time. They went away saying what he said was going to happen, what he said he would do, has happened and has been done. And this was, in one sense, without the face or the physicality of Jesus present, this was like the entree before the main course. And over the next few days, we will be hearing more from the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospels, where we actually get to see the names or hear the names of the people who physically witnessed Jesus. But they did not recognize him face to face. They recognized him in two ways. Firstly, by the way that he explained the scriptures to them. He not just convinced them, but he educated them that these things had to happen to fulfill scripture. It was part of the divine destiny. The second way that they recognized him was when he broke bread with them. He had several meals with them. And then they remembered very clearly the words that he said at the Last Supper, "Do this in memory of me." And so today we gather because those surviving witnesses, they passed the story on, they wrote it down, and they give it to us today, so that we become the witnesses to the living scriptures and the living bread, the living sacrifice that we will share in communion in a moment. That's what Easter morning is about. It is more than light conquering darkness. It is about us standing up and proudly professing who we are and what we believe in. How frustrating it has been over the last couple of years that we have not been able to gather like we are today. But we conquered that. And the numbers that have come back to their church through this Easter period have been truly encouraging. And I use the word encouraging because it comes from two Greek words, which means to put courage into. So once again, whether you're aware of it or not, you who have not seen him, yet you believe, are living witnesses. You give courage and hope to the world that sometimes still lives in darkness. Our task now is to never, ever snuff out the light of life, the light of faith in anybody. Our task as living witnesses is to take the light of Christ and give it to the world, to demonstrate to the world that we believe, yet we have not seen him.